You're listening to a podcast from 702.
News breaking that Wandi Nzimande, the co-founder of the popular streetwear and lifestyle brand Lokshin Culture, has passed away. DJ Wandi, as he was affectionately known, was the pioneering co-founder of that iconic streetwear brand. He was a storyteller, a highly accomplished figure in the South African music scene. He was a resident DJ at radio station Kaya FM. So have a listen to an interview that he did in 2018 with the breakfast show host there, David O'Sullivan.
One of the biggest challenges that we really got ourselves into was, what if we could do what the rest of the hip-hop community does in the U.S. You know, rappers are always rapping about New York, Los Angeles, you know, and they put on their garments. And it was really a form of expression. And we're like, well, why can't we do that? I mean, I'm proud from, number one, coming from Soweto, but I'm proud of being born in a Lokshin, a location, you know, which is something that was designed. It was not an enabling environment. But then I think the fighting spirit of the people that were in the township and still exists,
yes,
is what we wanted to capture and nourish. But at the heart of it, we wanted to create a form of expression and also just give pride. But it didn't start out like that. It started out with crocheted hats. It was one winter in 1997-98 where we were broke. We were both out of university. And we used to get our grandmothers, aunties to just make crocheted hats. And people literally started buying them off our heads. And the demand grew so much that we started seeing a lot of women in the streets of Johannesburg who used to crochet. So we used to create a run. We'd start like on a Monday, drop off some wool, pick it up on a Thursday. By the weekend, that'd be finished, and we'd be back on Monday as well. So the business actually started off with size 17 rand 50, which was really two balls of wool and a needle.
The voice there of Wandi Nzimande, the co-founder of Lokshin Culture. I love that story that he told about how it was started. Just amazing. So let's speak to another entrepreneur now, Theo Beloy, owner of Batu, joining us on the line. Theo, thank you for your time today. Tell us about how Wandi Nzimande influenced you in your own brand and what he taught you.
Hi, thank you for the invite. And I think first and foremost, I would love to send my condolences to the Nzimande family, you know, our close friends and colleagues. You know, I mean, what they played, the role that Lokshin Culture has played, you know, in fashion industry, and how they inspired me around storytelling has really been amazing, because of Africa is known to be a continent that is filled with so much heritage. You know, I think they taught us to take that heritage, to embody it and incorporate it into value chains, into products and services, and advocate it to the rest of the world. And I think they're one guy that has really done that so well.
How did he and the brand impact on the culture of clothing in the country? What difference did they bring?
I think for me, you know, like I said, you know, I think, you know, Wandi had, I think, the skill to really, you know, tell great stories, you know, stories that come from the township, because oftentimes townships are known for the ugly stuff that happens there, you know, poverty, crime, and so forth. He had an art, you know, to take that and embody it into a product and advocate it, you know, being it shoes, being it jeans, being it shirts, being it sunglasses, you know. And I love, one thing I love about him is that he had a way of opening that, you know, to other people and helping others to do the same, you know, either in the music scene, in fashion, in business, you know, and so forth, you know. So that was really, really amazing. And I see a lot of people, you know, have done that so well.
And on a personal level, Theo, what was the impact he had on you and your personal journey through your life?
Yeah, I mean, when I met him, I think about 3 years ago, you know, my business was very, very early, you know, premature stage of my business. He taught me two most important things, you know, which was logistics and distribution and how to go about doing that, building a value chain and not forgetting, you know, creating impact in communities, you know. And number two was, you know, really capturing that heritage into products and services and how you deliver that and how you narrate it, you know. And it's something that I've embodied through the history of my business and hence our growth.
And that's so important to have somebody as a mentor who pays it forward. And he didn't forget about the people that followed behind him.
Yeah, and I think that's what makes him special, you know, the heart to really, you know, help others, to tap into his network, his wealth of knowledge, you know, and see how he can impart that into the next generation, you know. And it couldn't be, whether it's fashion, whether it was music, whether it was life skills, you know, he had a room open for, you know, up and coming, you know, fashion designers and everyone across all walks of life to really help them out.
Of course, he was also a DJ, DJ 1D, as he was affectionately known. He was the resident DJ at Kaya FM, so multifaceted. What do you believe that his legacy will be?
I think his legacy will be, you know, around storytelling. And storytelling has different facets to it, you know, either, you know, fashion, music, you know, and business. You know, and I think he's one person who has really taken something that, you know, a lot of people can, you know, resonate with and put it together into, you know, a sustainable, you know, value chain, a sustainable business, you know, that the rest of the world can receive, that can look into and say, wow, this is a proudly South African or African business, and this is their, you know, their brand promise. And you're buying, you know, to a brand promise that is rooted into, you know, townships and I think basically what South Africa is about and South African heritage. And I think he will, his legacy will be that, being able to take a heritage and take it also.
Theo Beloy, the founder of Batu, thank you so much for that. A beautiful tribute to Wandi Nzimande, the co-founder of Lokshin Culture, who has sadly passed away. Just really summing up what he meant in terms of the culture and the business acumen and the legacy that he has left as well.